Squeezer, Biden, Harris families have cultural history of cashing in on family name, semblance of entitlement. By Trent Baker on February 15, 2021. Monday on FNC's Fox and Friends, Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer reacted to the report that White House aides are reportedly concerned about Vice President Kamala Harris' niece Mina Harris profiting off of her aunt's name and position because it would violate ethics rules. Schweitzer, who has long detailed President Joe Biden's family's corruption of profiting off of his name, said the Harris family also has a cultural history of cashing in. He added that if neither Biden nor Harris call off their family members, it is absolutely going to continue. Ultimately, it's the principal, in this case, Vice President Harris or President Biden that have to lay down the law in their family, Schweitzer stated. They are not going to pay attention to what a lawyer says. And in both instances, both with the Biden and the Harris families, you have this sort of cultural history of this kind of cashing in. And habits are hard to break. And oftentimes, political families feel a certain semblance of entitlements to be able to do these sorts of things. So, unless you get the President of the United States or the Vice President explicitly calling off their families in public, this behavior is absolutely going to continue. According to Schweitzer, this is not a new area for the Harris family. You know, the problem with ethics in Washington, D.C., is that the rules are written by the political figures themselves, he asserted. And so, when she says she's going to uphold the legal and ethical standards as it relates to these areas, those are extremely loose standards. And that's part of the problem. So, no, there are no repercussions. They are going to continue to do this. When Kamala Harris was Attorney General of California, her husband ran a small law firm in Los Angeles. Some of his clients had matters before her office. And there's evidence, some would argue, that they got favorable treatment. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter @MagnifyTrent.